Track 13, and we come to a roundup of the sports news. Well, of course, the main sporting news is that today, as we're recording, the 11th of June, and that marks the beginning of the Football World Cup. Some of you will love it, some of you maybe not so much. However, there are no real local football results this week, but Buckland Athletic experienced something of a rollercoaster 25-26 campaign in what was a very competitive Dewson Western League Premier Division. They ultimately fell short of their goal of reaching the playoffs, but many were left wondering how different the year could and would have looked if it weren't for the injuries. Manager Matt Cusack commenting that his side were regularly on the wrong side of the luck factor. And looking over at Plymouth, Plymouth Argyle have made their first signing of the closed season, securing defender Alex Hartridge on a permanent deal. The 27-year-old will officially become a Pilgrim on July the 1st, following the expiry of his contract at Burton Albion, and they've agreed a two-year deal at Home Park. In rugby news, Exeter Chiefs powered into the Gallagher Premiership playoffs for the first time since 2021 with a commanding 32-14 victory over fierce rivals Saracen at a raucous Sandy Park. And Exeter Rugby Chief Executive Tony Rowe says he hopes the club's proposed takeover by American investors will be completed within weeks, with the new owners in place at Sandy Park by the start of July. Black Knight Group, the US-based sports investment company that owns Premier League side AFC Bournemouth, is in advanced discussions to purchase the Premiership Rugby Club after club members voted to approve the deal at a meeting last month. And in cricketing news, runs and wickets were hard to find across all 18 divisions of the Tolchard's Devon Cricket League on another soggy Saturday afternoon. There was no play at all in the Premier Division, and only one game survived in the A Division. Bobby Tracy's home match with Thorverton was a washout. Bobby Tracy's second 11 were due to visit Barton in the B Division, but that was another victim of the weather. There was a limited programme of matches in the C and D divisions of the Tolchard's DCL. And lastly, welcome to Bridford to the village on a grey afternoon with hint of showers around, with the visitors winning the toss and electing to bat first on Wednesday, June the 3rd. Thanks to a disciplined all-round bowling display, Lustley restricted Bridford to 112. And with the target in sight, Matt Pearce and Duncan Chapman calmly guided Lustley home, securing victory with 7 overs remaining and 4 wickets in hand. The win makes it 3 victories from 3 matches in the Dartmoor League for Lustley, who continue their excellent start to the season. And talking of runs, which somebody was, runners defeat Dartmoor in challenging conditions. Chard road runner Wayne Loveridge shrugged off gale force winds and lashing rain to win the 2026 Dartmoor Discovery on Saturday, June the 6th. That was gale force winds and lashing rain. And that concludes our roundup of the sport for this week.